It's really easy to get trained when we're young to just wait. So like we're born and we start to grow up and we see all these people living their lives and doing things that we want to do. But because we're young, because we're not adults yet, we have to wait for them. And so even something like, I want to have money to spend. Well, I have to wait to get a job. I want to be able to drive. I want the freedom of being able to drive around. Oh, I have to wait to get my driver's license. I want to go be able to hang out at the bars. I have to wait till I'm 21 and am able to drink legally. I want to be able to go do this thing or the other thing. I'd like to have a good career or something. And so we're trained from a very young age to wait for things to happen to us. And my big message for you today is don't wait for things to happen. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So I've been guilty of this as much as the next person. But you can't wait for good things to happen to you. You can't wait for good things to happen. You have to make them happen. You have to take action. You have to choose what you want, and you have to go out there and you have to get it. And this is especially true in entrepreneurship. I know that there's some fields of study and some professional fields that you can go into where you have to spend years and years going through entire processes before you get the official blessing, right? To go out and do your craft. And so somebody may decide that they want to be a doctor, but even like they have to finish their undergrad and then they have to finish medical school and they have to finish, like there's an entire process that's a decade long or longer before they actually, between the time that they decide, hey, I want to be a doctor, and they're actually out there practicing medicine. And there's so many different aspects of life. Like we're always presented with these long journeys where at the end you get the blessing of some authority, right? to be able to become who you want to be. And honestly, like I want my doctors to have gone through medical school, and there is a ton of value in being able to pursue a goal over the long term. And that's part of what I want to talk about. But once you decide that you have a goal, once you decide that you have something that you want to do, once you decide that like these are the good things that I want in my life, it's up to you. Like it's not up to anybody else. You have to make a decision and you have to say, okay, you say like, here's the goal, here's the outcome that I want. And then you have to think about, okay, in order for me to get that, what are the steps that it's going to take to get there, right? Like, if I want to become a doctor, I have to make sure that I have an undergrad degree that is going to get me into med school, and I have to make sure that I pass whatever exams are required to get into med school. And I don't know that much about getting into med school, but then I have to go through med school and I have to go through the entire process. And so if I say this is the destination that I want, I can work backwards and I can say, here's all the things that need to happen in order for me to get there. And then the question is, what can I do today? And that might be studying for your biology test in college, right? That's just an example. But the world of entrepreneurship, and especially like if you are a freelancer or a solopreneur and you're the person that's like really driving your business, or you're the founder of your business, or you know, whatever that is, you have to be able to sit down and say, you know, I want something good to happen, and I'm going to put in the effort to make something good happen, and I'm going to take the action that it takes. And for example, my freelance copywriting business, in 2005, I decided I was going to become a freelance copywriter, but I also knew that I didn't have the capability at that moment to go out and be successful as a freelance copywriter. So I said, okay, if my destination is that, what do I need to do? Well, I need to get good at copywriting. I need to get experience in marketing. I need to figure these things out. And so I set this long-term goal, but then my short-term goal was, I guess I can apply for some marketing jobs and get some marketing experience that way. And so I looked and like that was the long-term thing, right? That was my long-term destination that I was going for. And then I worked backwards and I said, what can I do today? I can get a marketing job. I can practice marketing. I can learn marketing on the job once I have that job. I can develop myself then. I can start to get clients on the side. I can start to develop my skills and my reputation in freelancing, in the industries that I want to work in. I can spend more time there. I can develop my client base more and more. I can save money, put it aside so that I can launch my copywriting business. I can then, once I have that in place, I can set a date on which I want to officially like launch and go full-time as a freelance copywriter. Once I have that in place, I can talk to clients and I can say, hey, I'm going to be working full-time freelance after this date. Are you interested in doing a project around that time with me? And again, like I set this long-term goal and then I worked backwards and I knew that there were some things that needed to be in place, but then I focus on what can I do today? What's the physical action steps that I can take today that are gonna allow me to achieve the goal that I want to achieve. And then I didn't wait. And you can't wait for good things to happen to you. You have to make them happen. You have to decide what are the actions that I can do right now that are going to get me at least one step closer to the goal. And then you need to take those actions and take the next action and take the next action and take the next action. And really, like what it comes down to, even if you look at some gigantic success, you know, there's that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome was actually built like, here is a block, here is a stone. We're going to put this here, and then we're going to put some mortar, and we're going to put this one here, and we're going to put some more, and we're going to put this one here. And it's this process. It's this process of building things brick by brick. And oftentimes we look at something like, oh, here's some big successful business. And we say, oh, that's the destination that I want. That's what I want. Like, or here's some person who's at the top of their game. And I want to be that person. I want to be that person. And when we like jump in and we realize that we're not that person, then we stop, right? And we feel a little bit of failure and we back off. And feeling that failure is not, that's not going to get you to your goal. That's not going to make that good thing happen. What you have to do is you have to focus like, what is the brick that I can lay today? What's the tiny habit that I can practice today that's going to eventually get me that big result if I repeat it enough times? Like, and then how do you practice success? How do you practice success on a small basis, on an immediate basis, on a like near-term basis? How do you practice success today? Like, what do you need to do today? Make a list. Make a list of a small number of items that if you accomplish these today, you'll be one brick closer towards building whatever it is that you want to have. If you accomplish these things today, like you will be one step further on your journey, right? And then you need to do those things and you win the day and you make progress today. And then you do the things tomorrow that you need to do tomorrow and you win the day that day. And then you keep moving forward and you keep making progress and you make progress through a series of tiny actions, through a series of like the little things that you need to be doing and stretching yourself and like becoming the person that you want to become, who is able to enjoy the things that you want to enjoy by those little actions that you take. And it is those little actions that are going to make things happen. But you have to do this action and this action and this action. And when you are constantly taking steps towards your goal, constantly working towards building whatever it is that you want to build, doing whatever it is that you want to do, that's how you end up looking back on what you've been through and you realize, like, I was making this happen the entire time. So don't wait for good things to happen. They may not come immediately. And for some things, there may actually be an entire process that lasts years or a decade or longer that actually are required. They're the building blocks of getting to where you want to be. And in entrepreneurship, the great thing about it is in so many fields, like these, the success that you want can actually come much faster. The good things that you want can come much faster. Like you can put an offer out into the marketplace and have it just really catch on. But the process there is often, hey, I'm going to put this offer out into the marketplace and, oh, it doesn't work. So what am I going to do? I'm going to pivot. I'm going to find maybe a slightly different offer, a slightly different approach. And I'm going to put that out into the marketplace. And does that work? Oh, no, that doesn't work. And so let me try something a little bit different. And does that work? And nope, that doesn't work. And so you keep going through that process and you say, I want this good thing to happen. And so I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out how to make it happen. I'm going to take the action that's required, not necessarily to achieve the goal, but to figure out how to achieve the goal. And when you can do that, and when you do it consistently, like that's how you get through life. That's how you achieve the things that you want to achieve. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode or a review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com to get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here. And I hope that you're feeling motivated to go out and make good things happen in your life. Thanks, and I'll see you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.